About this time, the third little Piggy Wiggy, Tiny, set out to see the world and seek his fortune. He came upon the same man with the straw and said,
"Today, mister, that's the finest straw I ever saw.
Would you like an armful to build you a house?"
"Not me, kind sir. I'm a pig, not a mouse. I want something stronger to last me much longer."
So Tiny kept on walking down the road. And next day he met the man carrying twigs.
Kind sir, what have you there?"
"I have some twigs, a few I can spare. If you're building a house, this much I will share."
"Thank you, kind sir, but I'll have to renege. A house to be sturdy needs more than a twig."
So again, Tiny kept walking. And the following day, he met the same man who was carrying a load of bricks this time.
"I say, my friend, I'll show you some tricks for just a few of those solid bricks."
"I'll give you some bricks to build you a home if you promise forever that you'll never roam. There's a big bad wolf who will eat you up fast unless you build a house that will last and last and last." So Tiny took the bricks and built himself a fine, strong house. But when Tiny's house was finally finished, what do you know? You're right. The wolf came again. Knocked on the door.
"Look here, Tiny, open up your door. I have two little pigs and I want one more."
"Go away, bad wolf, unless you would drown. You can blow and blow, but not this house down. No matter how good your luck has been, you'll get no hair from my chinny chin chin."
"I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in." "Oh, puff."
"It wasn't enough."
Well, he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but he could not get the house down. So he said,
"You win the first round, but another way I found. I'll climb down your chimney and gobble you up."
"You're not a brave wolf, you're only a pup. So climb down my chimney as fast as you can. You'll find yourself and not me in the pan."
So the wolf climbed down the chimney. But Tiny was ready for it. He had a pan of boiling water waiting in the fireplace. And the wolf fell smack dab into it. The wolf jumped up and ran far, far away as fast as he could and was never heard of again. Then Tiny went to the cave and released his two brothers. And Spotty and Curly Tail and Tiny went together to the big brick house and lived happily ever after.